Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor. But by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
And hello, Martin.
My name is Oliver Queen. After five,
your host is Fuser Radio, and tonight we are talking about Vigilante. Yes, this is our Arrow Talk podcast number 99. Holy crap, number 99! I never knew we would get this high. So I want to thank you personally, every fan. I thought I'm gonna skip this show. I'm not going to do a podcast on it. And you know what? If you're a fan or not, that's a crazy ride. The first episode, yeah, I was a little out of it. I had a medication on me. So if you're listening to episode one of season one, you're going to see a different me. But as, of course, we proceeded with the different seasons, now we're in our fifth season. Wow. 5 years. Oh my gosh, I could have had a 5-year-old. That's crazy. Wait a minute, I do. I have a 4-year-old. Anyway, Arrow Talk. Yes, it's been a great 99 podcasts episodes. I want to thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart, and also to blogtalkradio.com, of course, for hosting our show every week. It's a lot of fun. It's great to talk to you guys. I know you're downloading, so thank you so much. I know we've been a little bit behind, but guess what? Vigilante is our caught-up episode. Holy crap. We are caught up for the crossover, which is this week. It starts with Invasion on November the 30th, 2016 is when it airs. It was this episode continues the crossover, which begins with The Flash Season 3. Episode 8, and concludes with Legends of Tomorrow, Season 2, Episode 7. So this is the second episode after the beginning of The Flash, and then when I say the second episode of the crossover, so are you watching? Let me ask you this. Are you watching? Oh, great. I'm glad you are. It's going to be like one of those Dora the Explorer podcasts where I ask you questions and I'm waiting for your answer, and I'll just sit here and blink. Yeah, those are my eyes making sounds. They're so dry. Anyways, Vigilante, we go back to the core of Arrow, and we are back in action. Let me read a quick synopsis of the episode so we can talk about it. All right, a new vigilante appears in Star City known as Vigilante, the one kills criminals in cold blood. Quentin tenders his resignation as deputy mayor. He later tells Thea about the throwing star and his drunken blackouts, but believes he is being set up. The team intercepts the vigilante during a bank robbery, but he gets away, as does Eric Dunn and the head of robbers. DAA Chase forces one of the other robbers to reveal Dunn's location, and Green Arrow saves him from the vigilante. Thea convinces Quentin to go into rehabilitation while Oliver and Susan start getting closer. Which is really weird. Okay, anyway. Poses a bank robbers to lure in the vigilante, who again escapes even after Oliver defeats and nearly unmasks him. Thea tells Oliver about Quentin and the possibility of his being framed. They deduce that Prometheus must know Green Arrow's identity. Evelyn is revealed to be working for Prometheus. In flashbacks, Kovar introduces Oliver to his servant, Galleon, Tiana's mother, who also claims that Bratva has only been using Oliver for their own ends, including a making deal with him. Kovar then releases Oliver back to the Bratva. All right, there's definitely a lot going on. let's start off with Dolph Lundgren, who's played by what's his name? Who is Dolph Lundgren? We just talked about him. He's the Constantine guy. The I'm trying to scan here, I'm trying to read. But yeah, Dolph Lundgren. He's the Russian guy that Oliver is supposed to be killing him, but definitely gets a little into his shenanigans as he is abducted and taken to him as they discuss the future of Oliver Queen. Dun, dun, dun. I'm waiting to see how that turns out. I mean, they say that this will be the last season of the flashbacks. Are we going to miss it? Are we going to want to stay on the island? No, I am so done with the island. I'm so done with the flashbacks. We don't need to go to Russia. We don't need to go to China. We don't need to go anywhere else. This is definitely, hopefully, the last time we see the flashbacks. Because, yeah, we're done. I mean, that takes so much airtime. And, of course, if the season flashbacks elevate or continue the story arc, then yes, it's fine, but sometimes they're so far out. And I really try to be like, oh, see, that's why he has double meaning for that. I mean, we get it, okay? We get it. Oh my gosh, it's being just poured on. But believe me, I'm a fan of Arrow, and the only complaint is we get distracted with current Arrow content rather than this useless, sometimes boring flashback. And maybe it's cheaper to do or produce the show this way. That way it's just focused on one actor and then, you know, one key actor and just pay him a lump sum of the episode and that's it. It's just a little distracting. But I'm a fan and I'm gonna be there, but just voicing my opinion. That's it. I mean, come on. What else will we talk about if we just love the episode? Okay, let's see. The Vigilantes, oh my gosh, dun, dun, dun. We find out that the Vigilante is this former veteran that had some training in this type of martial arts or, you know, great with weaponry and sorcery, not sorcery, sorcery with the swords, I mean, and the arrows, of course. Pretty interesting how the Vigilante, well, not the Vigilante, but how Quentin was definitely believes he's been, set up as the villain. As we remember, we saw him waking up and there's a splash on his wrist. Well, not in his wrist, but his forearm. And then there's also the star that was on his desk. I mean, on his coffee table when he woke up. And Quinn, how many times are we going to get this? Remember when Laura Lance was, Dina Lance was a drunk, a druggie, and we saw her fall and also rise to the occasion. And now we have here, he's not even a deputy mayor anymore. He quit. Quentin is definitely a mess. And now, especially now that he feels that he has, he's been set up by someone. And, of course, what's going to entail or what the consequences of that, we soon shall see. We soon shall see. All right, let's see. What else did I want to talk about? Looks like Arrow is definitely on its continuing spearhead of action between each episode. I'm really excited with the crossover. I think Oliver does well in larger groups. And, of course, I'm not to say that he can handle himself on his own. So I really would like to see more of a team up. It's great. Oh, my gosh, the crossover posters. I don't know if you guys have seen those. The four posters. One for Supergirl. Whoops. Freudian slip. One for Supergirl. One for The Flash. one for Arrow, and one for DC Legends of Tomorrow. Google those up if you have not seen them. Also, Google them, posters, type in something like crossover posters together, and then that way you can see the ensemble of posters right next to each other. And if you put them next to each other, they form the Hall of Super Friends cartoon. I am not kidding. Not kidding. You have to Google that right now and watch the four posters for the crossover. And it in the background, if you individually look at the posters on the background, you will only see a building. You have no idea how it's related to the show or who it belongs to from the show, but there's a building in the background. But when it's kind of like a puzzle. So like when you put the four posters together, you see the Hall of Justice. Boom. I'm done. I cannot wait. Oliver, thank you so much for these 99 episodes. We cannot wait for the 100th episode. It's going to be amazing. And of course, the 100th episode for Oliver and team is titled Invasion, which is the crossover. Let's talk this week, Arrow. I'll talk to you then. All right. Bye. Have a good night.